everyone. This is Intercultural Cocktail, a podcast about intercultural communication in the business context. My name is Jenny, and I will lead you through today's episode. The ability to effectively communicate, negotiate, and work with people from other cultures is vital to international business. That is why it's important to raise awareness of different culture norms, customs, and values in communication. Ryan, don't you agree with me?
Yes, absolutely.
Ryan is our guest in today's podcast. He's American and has been living in Hamburg, Germany for 5 years, working for an international industrial company. Since then, he has come across different communication situations with Germans. Of some of those, he will talk about today. Ryan, what do you think is the primary difference in communication between the American and German culture?
Personally, I would say the level of directness. Germans tend to value efficiency and truth over formality in speech and politeness. Directness is seen as a sign of respect. 1 year ago, I welcomed a new colleague to my office. Good morning, Mrs. Schultz. Welcome to our company. My name is Ryan Burton, but you can call me Ryan. How are you doing?
Hello, Mr. Burton. Ryan, thanks for asking. I'm okay, I suppose. But actually, I had better days. I'm quite nervous since this is my first day here in New York at your company. Also, I have a bit of a headache and a sore throat. I hope it doesn't turn into a proper cold. Me being ill would be the last thing my husband needs at the moment. We've just moved here, and the kids are quite excited about their new lives in the US. I need to give him a helping hand as soon as I get home after work.
Ah, okay. That sounds like a lot to handle.
Well, you seem to be pretty overwhelmed by her reaction.
Yeah, I absolutely was. Americans have certain phrases of politeness. We are not supposed to invoke a detailed reply. You could say they're questions with the communicative function of a statement. In this case, the question, how are you doing, sort of only pretends interest. It's a fixed greeting phrase, essentially. The person doesn't expect a full-fledged answer about the other person's emotional or situational state of mind.
Okay, what kind of reaction do you expect instead?
First, I would probably say I would prefer being called just Ryan. I think Germans often tend to create an artificial distance through calling each other by their surnames. In American business context, this is pretty unusual and often conceived as impersonal.
Ah, thanks for mentioning. That's good to know.
Coming back to the how are you, all we want to answer is fine, how are you? We don't want to discuss a person's personal issues every time we say hi to someone. Mrs. Schultz's detailed answer was a bit overwhelming or perhaps too much information.
I see. The way you react, disagree, say yes, make conversation can be quite different. Germans tend to say what they mean and mean what they say, but being quite direct and to the point can sometimes cause problems, I guess.
It definitely can, especially when you disagree with an idea or want to express criticism. I remember working on a product design for our company, presenting the latest idea to a German colleague. Lena, what do you think of this?
Well, it's okay, but I think the shape is pretty complex. It could be more simple. Do you really think our customers would like this?
You think it's a bad idea? I think, personally, that the customers would like it, and it's pretty unusual.
Well, it's a huge adjustment to what our products normally look like. I think our target group is pretty conservative. We should at least stick to our basic product design and go for a smaller change in shape. You should definitely think about a different design.
Okay, I understand completely.
You didn't seem to be upset, Ryan. How did you perceive this direct way of criticism?
Well, back then, I took her criticism quite personally. However, to keep a professional environment, I tried to just shrug it off. I thought she was kind of showing off how smart she was and was being a little bit picky.
Which probably wasn't her purpose. How should Germans approach criticism more appropriately when talking to Americans?
When giving feedback, they should choose a more indirect approach. Start with a few light positive comments and words of appreciation. Use softer vocabulary and words such as minor or possibly. And don't forget to remind the Americans every now and then that English is not your native language. I wish she would have done that, so I would have known that her directness wasn't meant personally.
That's good advice. On a different note, Ryan, I've heard of the following saying. It's better to beg for forgiveness than to ask for permission. Would you say this is true for both the American and the German culture?
Not really. Well, in the US, we are expected to be creative and to take responsibility of our field of work. Taking a risk by deciding something independently from your bosses is usually seen as something positive. But Germans, on the other hand, are often frightened to take actions as long as they are not explicitly given the authority. I once was on my way to the Frankfurt airport with my American colleague, Susan. We had a rental car and suddenly a flat tire on the Autobahn just 20 kilometers away from the airport. We got towed away to a repair shop. Soon it became clear, though, that there wasn't a suitable tire in stock at the shop, so we called the car rental company. Hey, this is Ryan. We had a car breakdown. We are currently at the repair shop right now, but we only have about 20 kilometers to get to the airport.
Hey, Ryan. We sent someone to pick you up at the repair shop.
Okay, great. Thanks.
15 minutes later, an employee of the car rental company arrives.
Hey, I bring you to our closest branch so that you can get a new car and take it to the airport.
Well, how far away is the closest branch?
It's about 8 kilometers from here.
Well then, why don't you just take us directly to the airport? We don't want another rental car, because we're just on our way to bring back the car now, when we had the breakdown.
Sounds reasonable, especially because we don't have enough rental cars available right now, but...
What is the issue?
I need to ask my manager first if he agrees.
Why? If that's the most reasonable solution to the problem, as you just said.
I can't decide on that on my own, I'm sorry.
It took the girl ages to reach her manager.
Oh no. And what was the final outcome?
They took us to the closest branch and gave us a new car. I couldn't understand why she had made things so complicated. If we all agreed on the proposed solution, then why not do it that way?
Sounds unnecessarily complicated to me. How do you think the manager would have reacted if the employee just had decided on taking you and Susan to the airport?
According to my experience with German managers, I assume he wouldn't be too happy with his employee taking the initiative. To obey the rules is appreciated in most cases in the German business context. But in the end, I think he would have understood and appreciated it. In the US, it's most important to make the customer happy. We have a saying, the customer is always right. By the way, the growing startup industry in Germany brings some slow and steady change concerning the prevailing risk aversion in German culture.
Thank you so much, Ryan, for giving us an authentic insight into your daily business life in between two cultures. We hope that talking about your experiences also helps others to be more aware of the cultural differences and to act with more sensibility.
You are very welcome. And yes, I hope so too. Being aware of the differences can make life so much easier and working in international teams way more efficient.
That's very true. Now we've come to the end of today's episode of Intercultural Cocktail. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you've enjoyed it. If you have questions or comments on today's topic, check our Facebook page and get in touch with us. Take care and goodbye!